Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Late new political poll, a third of young Americans now think political violence is sometimes justified. We saw yesterday Jay Jones, who openly advocated for the violent murder of a Republican leader.
And his children.
And that it would be a good thing if police officers were killed. And they might come over to his way of thinking somehow.
He did say that he did apologize for those texts, but for those to even be out to begin with is inexcusable.
Yeah, it's disqualifying, or it should have been.
For someone who is running for a state office as the head prosecutor, as the head law person of a state.
A little murder's okay, as long as it's the right people. And just a few years ago, Democrat leaders would have had to disavow. But it wasn't even close in this election. He won with 58% of the vote, beating the sitting Republican Attorney General Jason Maris. So this didn't bother anybody, this openly talking about murder. But what was even scarier, Lee, was the way that he did it. It wasn't like, well, he had a moment of, you know, where he was mad because a cop shot somebody or something like that. He very calmly explained that it would be to the Democrats' political gain for police officers to be violently murdered.
Well, to paraphrase Martin Luther King Jr., it sounds like that Democrats are more interested in the color of their party than the content of their character.
Yeah, well, I mean that, but again, openly advocating for violence, something we're not doing. No. Is not a problem for you running not just in a Democrat primary, but in a Democrat general election. I mean, this is absolutely shocking.
In terms of the gender gap, I mean, when you look at women voting for Jay Jones by a 55-43 margin, men voting for Jay Jones against Jay Jones, 58-40. Mm-hmm. It also does kind of make you wonder where the message went wrong in all of that and how Republicans can turn that around.
Now, again, this is a blue state, okay? Donald Trump lost this state to Kamala Harris by 6 points. So the idea that somehow Republicans were going to keep control of it, not going to happen. But still, Brett Baer making a point here, and this is the interesting part of this, is the massive size of these wins in Virginia and in New Jersey. Another state, Kamala Harris won by 5 points. Okay, so arguably Trump lost by five, almost 6 points in New Jersey. About the same margin in Virginia. Now, look at what's going on here.
Virginia governor, two female candidates.
Yeah.
Spanberger is up 24 points. In New Jersey, Cheryl's up 20 points. Hispanics, Latinos, 30-point win for the Democrat in New Jersey, 30-point win for the Democrat in Virginia.
Okay, so if you look at Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for instance, in Hispanics, okay, Kamala Harris won Hispanics, but by the smallest margin that Democrats have ever recorded in a presidential race. She won 51-45, okay? When you are talking about these Hispanics going for the Democrats now, 30 percentage points. That's concerning. And what does it tell us? What does it show us? If Donald Trump's not on the ballot, we're going to struggle to win elections. And evenly against insane people. Even against socialists.
Yeah.
Even against people who embrace the Democrat agenda. That's what it shows us. And look, I don't usually agree with Dana Perino on Fox News, but she's not wrong about this morning.
What I do believe will happen is you're going to have a knockdown, drag-out fight about capitalism and socialism. And what I would love to see is for some in the Republican Party to understand that you, too, can communicate on TikTok and Instagram Reels and to young people about how capitalism is your ticket to affordability. The ticket to affordability doesn't have to rest with Zohran Mamdani and the Democratic Socialists. Who is the charismatic person, there's got to be one, that isn't Trump necessarily, because he can't do everything. The Republicans have to think about, how do we try to win when President Trump isn't on the ballot? He will be active in the midterms, but he will not be on the ballot. You have to learn to win by yourself.
Yeah, it's good analysis. You're right. She's right on the money there.
And that's what it shows us. Republicans have not learned how to win at all. And in fact, I say this all the time, they're being forced to win by Donald Trump. I mean, you're looking at, for instance, Mike Johnson right now, who's done, I have to give him credit because I don't normally like him, a bang up job of going out there every day on this shutdown.
Yes. Yes.
Actually speaking, yeah. Fighting, doing it well. Do you think he would do that if Donald Trump didn't have him by the scruff? No. No, he would not. No, he would not.
You think that's what his motivation is?
Oh, it's totally his motivation. I mean, if you look at like Chip Roy and Thomas Massey.
Oh, yeah.
Who are completely correct on spending.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And Donald Trump's like, I don't care. You cross me, I primary you. Yeah. You know, you die. You're done. You're done politically, right? You're finished. Mike Johnson's gotten that message loud and clear. Mike Johnson has capitulated to the Democrats 100% of the time. In fact, they saved his speakership. And so they were counting on, they've never seen Mike Johnson do anything but betray us, put the knife in the back, and do whatever they want. That's why they're stuck in this shutdown battle. You know who actually explained this brilliantly was Ralph Norman on Charlie's show the other day.
All right.
That clip was great. I got to get the clip. But what Norman said was they just figured since we always capitulate to them, they would just shut down the government and they'd win. It's never been any different.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, we keep passing their budget. That's why we're broke. That's why we have 3% inflation right now. Down from 4 a month ago, which is nice. But I mean, you know, still, they couldn't conceive of a world in which Mike Johnson doesn't do whatever they want. And this is that world. And this is Donald Trump saying to Mike Johnson, no, you will fight. I've decided we will fight, so you will fight. And so he's fighting. He's actually doing a good job of it. We've never seen that before. That's why Democrats are stuck right now. They thought we'd capitulate. Now they don't know how to get out of that. But this right here, this is a problem. And let me tell you what the problem is here that we need to wake up to. Okay, we were never going to win Pennsylvania. We were never going to win New Jersey. We were never going to win Virginia. It's not going to happen. Okay, that's just silly that our media set it up like we had a chance to win. I'm like a total delusion, you know, get off whatever drugs you're on. Or maybe start some. But the huge 30-point wins here with these groups that Donald Trump only lost by 5 points, that's really concerning. Mm-hmm. And the exit polling is really concerning. And that's showing two-thirds of voters extremely concerned about the economy. And when you run on, we're going to reduce prices on day one, and Americans are desperate, they know what Democrats did on prices, and then you basically don't do that. Yeah. You got a problem, and you're going to pay a political price for it. Yeah. And what's scary is you put that together with the tilt and the Democrats going so socialist. If they don't pay a price for that, it's not going to be good.
I still want to see the turnout numbers. I want to compare the turnout numbers. I mean, obviously, you know that it's going to be much lower yesterday than what it was during the general election,
yes,
obviously. But as you pointed out, it's also the demographics of that. And I think this goes to the point you were making, is that we've got to get someone out there who has a passionate, correct message for the demographics that did not show up yesterday.
Yeah.
And get that economic and policy message out there in a succinct and clear fashion that shows the fallacies of socialism, of the way that the Democrats are wanting to govern, and the hypocrisy of what they are doing. That's got to happen. And and then we've got to motivate that demographic in order to get them to come out and vote. I still think that's going to be a turnout issue.
It is. There is one way around it that I can think of that's guaranteed. Trump has got to get a new census,
yeah,
and all of these seats redrawn before the midterms. Another thing that would really work is if the Supreme Court does what it looks like they're going to do. We don't know, but what it looks like they're going to do and end racially gerrymandered congressional districts drawn specifically for Black Democrats, we will get 20 seats out of that. If we redo the census, there was massive fraud there by the chief scientist at the census, which they stole 6 seats from that. So we're talking about 25, 26 seats that we should have right now. If we had them, we could have actually cut the budget the way Trump wanted to. And you'd see these inflation numbers come down. You would see these prices really start to stabilize in this country, not just a little, but noticeably. But Trump can't do it because seats that should be ours are in Democrat control. That is his only real way forward. And he really needs these two interest rate cuts before the end of the year. Each point, Lee, is a million jobs. And that's why Powell won't do it. He's an economic saboteur. Trump's really boxed in right here. It's not that he's failed. It's that he doesn't have a lot of good ways forward. But the problem is when you promised Americans you were going to fix all this and you only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month, that's a problem. It's still doable. And Trump is known for doing the undoable. But he's running out of time. Again, Trump can't do everything. That's the only way forward I see.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Y'all, they're not even hiding it. Mancami's mask came off within 30 seconds of his victory speech starting last night. He opened by quoting the founder of the Socialist Party, Eugene Debs.
The sun may have set over our city
this evening, but as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns.
Yeah. This is how it always starts. You talk to the poorest, to the least educated. In the case of New York, those brought here to not understand English and vote Democrat. You talk to the poor. You tell them they're going to have a part in the government. Socialism always goes this way. Always. And how does it end? Same way every time. Not only do the poor, the working class never get cut in on the party that's on the power that socialism gives the party. They're never cut in. Ever. What happens next is always this. When their plot in life, when the plot for them in life, when their situation gets worse, as it always does under socialism, they always get poor and they revolt. They find their free speech, what they might have had of it, is gone. They're crushed. They themselves get ground under the boot of the party that they made the fatal mistake of giving power to too many times. And then you never get it back. It never ends any different way, ever. This is why, and I've told my children this, you will always see speech controls come with socialism, because the point always arrives, socialism, communism, where the quote unquote underclass is the downtrodden who are supposed to inherit the earth don't. And they realize they're worse off and they want to go back to what they had and they are not allowed to. But we're going to try it again. We're going to go watch this tired old movie again. And he's so confident, he's not hiding who he is anymore, folks. He's not hiding who he is like he was. Folks, you want to hear the mask slip in 30 seconds? Here you go.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
So terrifying to the Democrats who flooded the country, open borders for just this moment. Keep in mind, ma'am, don't even become a citizen until 2018, that the elder dean of New York politics, Chuck Schumer, didn't even dare say who he voted for. Was it Cuomo? Was it Ma'am Connie? Was it Ma'am Commie?
Today is election day in New York City. Did you vote for Armani or Cuomo?
Look, I voted, and I look forward to working with the next mayor to help New York City.
He won't even say. He's afraid. We should be too. If they're afraid, we should be too. That's who these people are. Folks, I opened the show today with this, and I'm going to explain what happened in New York City coming up in a way nobody else will in the next segment. I opened the show today with this. Something I've been warning would happen for the last couple of years has now happened. New York is post-American territory today. It is geographically in America, but culturally, politically, it is unrecognizable. Folks, and this has been, look, where did they drag Trump into for the first show trial? New York. How did he get convicted? Never forget this. They changed state law so that something nobody had ever been convicted of could be put upon him. Show me the man. I'll show you the crime. It's where they drag us in now for the show trials. This is not American. This is not recognizably American. I want to play this for you. You may not know who Hassan Piker is. He really is a Piker. He is a very popular liberal podcaster who started off as a gamer. And he's very good friends with Zohran Mamikonian, and his constant companion on the campaign trail. He is an open and avowed communist. This clip I'm about to play you was at the celebration, you know, campaign party for Zohran last night. About 2 minutes before this clip, AOC slid by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and gave Hassan Piker a hug. Listen to what he says the Mamikonian victory means. He sees this as America's chance. Finally, we're reversing our biggest, you know, wrong in the last century. And what is that? Oh, defeating the Soviet Union. See the mask slip? Here's Hassan Piker.
I think we are in the heart of the imperial core. This is the country that defeated the USSR, unfortunately. And the reality of the matter is, there's a lot of antagonism. There's no class consciousness in the United States of America. It's one of the things that I try to address every day with my commentary. And I will say this, the conditions have deteriorated so much that everyday Americans, in spite of their lack of class consciousness, are finally arriving at the conclusion that perhaps there is an alternative out there. There is an alternative that focuses on them as opposed to the interests of the billionaires and the millionaires.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So we made a mistake defeating the Soviet Union. Now we can become the Soviet Union. People are waking up to the possibilities of totalitarian rule. Folks, AOC had hugged him 2 minutes before. He is a huge friend of Mamikonian, his constant companion on the campaign trail. And what does Democrat Governor of New York Kathy Hochul think about Zohran Mamdani?
Take that energy, that passion, and take it into 26 so that we can take back the House of Representatives, take the Senate, and take back our country. With your help, we will. Elect Zohran, and we take back America. Thank you, Queens. Thank you, New York. God love you guys.
With the help of you, we'll elect Zohran. We'll take it back. You can't take it back for communism. We've never been communist before. We can't return to that. We will be going to it for the first time. But what is she saying? He is the future of the Democrat Party. As the mask slips entirely.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, let me explain what's going on here, folks. Let's take a look at New York. We're talking about, oh, is this a bellwether? Is it going to tell us about the midterm? No, it is a bellwether, but not for the midterms. For a race much further away in time than the midterms. No voter ID. One candidate listed twice. In that case, Zohran Mamdani. No check of any kind. The citizenship of those voting. Who lives in New York? Exactly who the Democrats brought here for just this moment. One in five New Yorkers can't speak English. Almost 50% were not born in this country. What does that mean? They can't understand what the Democrats are saying. It sounds like blah, 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 blah. The Big Apple just elected a Ugandan-born Muslim as the mayor, a guy who was not even a citizen until 2018. 20% of the people in New York City can't speak English by design. And two out of every five were not born in the United States by design. This is the future. This is what the country looks like as intended by the Democrats. That's why they imported their shadow nation after amnesty. It's what the country looks like. That's what this is. That's what just happened. So we're going to go through talking about socialism and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Wow, Jay, Republicans need to try to sell this thing. I said, sell it a little better. Not matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If they can, if people cannot understand what the Democrats are saying, but all they know is they get a check, that's all they need to know. It's over. Let's out. And that has been the point of the show for a very long time. Here's Scott Jennings on CNN acknowledging, this is before this election, okay, it's a couple months ago, but here's the scope of the problem.
There are roughly 760,000 illegal immigrants living in New York City, and almost 60,000 of them have criminal charges or are convicted criminals. Earlier this year, there was a police report that three quarters of the people being arrested in Midtown were for violent crimes and attacks on the street were illegal immigrants. This is a local governance problem. My assumption is, I don't live here, that the people of New York City are hopping mad about it.
Nope. No, they're not. But it wouldn't matter if they were. The Shadow Nation is voting for them now. In their place, I mean. Elon Musk brilliantly explained this week the situation. He was talking about what Doge has found. He was doing a brand new interview with Joe Rogan. And he said Doge has found these Democrat states, California in particular, they're taking Medicaid money and loading it onto cash cards, $10,000 a pop, and handing them like candy to illegal immigrants just to pay them to stay. And the new social contract is this. Come here. We'll take care of all your living expenses for you, and we will permit you to commit crime. There will be no prosecution. And that is exactly how New York City operates. They knew a guy to vote for. They didn't need to speak English.
The same people who are demanding that you have a vaccine passport are the same ones saying you need no ID to vote. Same people.
Right, but like...
So it's obviously hypocritical and inconsistent.
So you really think it's just to get more voters?
If you want to understand behavior, you have to look at the incentives. Once, the Democratic Party in the U.S. and the left in Europe realized that if you have open borders and you provide a ton of government handouts, which creates a massive financial incentive for people from other countries to come to your country, and you don't prosecute them for crime, they're going to be beholden to you, and they will vote for you.
We have just discovered 59% of illegal immigrant households in this country are on at least one form of welfare. 48% are on Medicaid. There's good news here. Pull the plug on all of it and make sure there's plenty of tickets available to fly out of this country. It's our last hope. Or we're going to see 1,000 New Yorks. Here's from Newsmax. This is Lydia Curinage. I think that's how she says her last name. From a broadcast over the weekend about this situation.
The government spends approximately $8.3 billion on SNAP every single month. So if illegals were removed from the payroll, do the math, it would be reduced by the cost of 70%. Like most people, I didn't know about any of this. I had no idea Afghan immigrants were the number one ethnicity, that 59% of illegals were on our payroll before the government shutdown. I had no idea. But because the Democrats wanted to weaponize food, because that's what they're doing, so their constituents would be hangry, you know, hungry and angry, going into the holidays, we now know that those tens of millions of illegals Joe Biden aided and abetted to come into this country are collecting food stamps on mine and yours dime. And here you thought paying for their New York City hotel rooms for a couple $100 a day, that was egregious.
Okay, let me repeat that stat because you're driving, you're busy. You're probably thinking, I misunderstood that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Let me recap. Last month, United States of America spent a total of $8.3 billion on SNAP payments. 1 month, $8.3 billion on SNAP. What's SNAP? It's food. It's food stamps. $8.3 billion. Removing illegal aliens would reduce the monthly cost by 70%. Wait. So you're telling me the U.S. government spent $5.8 billion a month on food for illegals and foreigners who do not qualify. So these would be the people who Joe Biden led in here in violation of federal law. Trump has revoked their status. They've got deadlines to go home. And by federal law, they cannot be on welfare. Yes, 70% of the food stamp payments last month, $5.8 billion, went to those people. That is who just elected Man Comey in New York City. What you are watching, and all the analysts got this wrong. Oh, this is a preview in 26 election. No, this is what it looks like after amnesty. It's escape from New York. This is why 59% of them receive at least one form of welfare. Folks, again, I have done the math. Center for Immigration Studies polled illegals. Do you work above the table, under the table, or in any way? Adults said 51%. No, I don't. Why? It may not even be their fault. It's not jobs for them. Again, last month, the entire ADP, the entire private sector only created 55,000 jobs. This is a nation of, ha, who knows, 340, 380, 400 million? You think they're working? No, there's no jobs for them. Cut it off and they go home. Fail. And what the Democrat Socialists of America, the party, vowed last week to launch 1,000 man commies comes true. And we lose more and more and more territory the way we lost New York, because that ain't American territory anymore. It's gone, folks. New York City, Ma'am Donnie, going socialist is not a referendum on America. It's not a referendum on Donald Trump. It's not some predictor of the midterms. No, it's a predictor of an election far, far away after amnesty. When you look at people say, well, you know, young people, look how they voted in New York. What's up with them? I don't know. They don't speak English, though. You are watching how a post-amnesty America votes. The good news, it's very good. Good news. We can stop it. We still have time, but not much. This was an election in which no ID was needed to get on the voter rolls, to register to vote, and no ID was needed to vote. 700,000 of the 8 million residents of New York City, at least that we know of, are illegal immigrants. One in five New Yorkers cannot speak English. It's 20% for those of you on Common Core math. Almost 50% were not born in this country. This is not some referendum on, wow, what are these young folks thinking? What are these Gen Zs thinking? I don't know. They don't live there. I mean, there are obviously some of them, but no. No, this is what Democrats have tried to build. But we're finding it. We're finding it. You know what's going on right now? Oh my, what's going on right now? USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins broke this over the weekend. They have found 700,000 illegals on SNAP, food stamps. But here's the catch. The only states that will turn over their food stamp rolls, 26 Republican states and 3 Democrat ones. The other 21 are refusing to turn over their rolls. They're all Democrat, and they're suing, saying you cannot know who you are paying the food stamp money to. You are not allowed to know. Why? Because it's all illegals. Folks, there are millions. They've hidden the whole illegal immigrant shadow nation on food stamps. So we're in a core fight. We're going to win it. We'll get the rolls from the other 21 states. The idea that the federal government should have to pay these people without knowing who they are and with zero fraud controls, ridiculous. By the way, the 700,000 they found, don't let that make you mad. This is good. They threw them off. Trump got rid of them. They're gone. But those are in red states for the most part. We got to get the green state ones. And folks, they hid the rest by illegally giving them Social Security numbers. Listen to this. 9 million Social Security numbers have put the majority of the illegal immigrant nation on at least one form of welfare. 59% of illegal immigrants are on at least one form of welfare. 48% are on Medicaid. And listen to this. Of the 9 million who got Social Security numbers illegally, thank you, Doge. Thank you, Doge, which is still operating, by the way. Elon Musk said over the weekend on Rogan, 6,000 are on terror watch lists. Yeah. This is the news from Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program, and if they are here illegally, then they certainly shouldn't be using that Social Security number to be on our programs, and they should be removed or given the opportunity to go home on their own. That's the one thing President Trump would like.
9 million hidden. This is why Democrats were burning Tesla dealerships. They knew they'd hidden them on Social Security. This is who elected Ma'am Donnie. And this is our last chance. We clean them off the rolls. They will go home. There's no jobs for them. They can't eat. Fail, and every city will be New York. That's the way it is.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.